Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now a state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
All right. Good morning, RJ. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. You know, it seems like we've been able to get the year over here with Frank. Is it like?
I like being able to come over here and hang. You know, I spent, 14 years doing the show with you guys, and I was always back in the studio. So now that we're not over there, I get to come over to the Fletcher Show whenever you guys are over here now.
But your regular day is still Thursday, right? Is that
we don't really have it's really just fast calls.
He's this was playing.
That's right. But I'm just saying.
He's movable.
I know you are, but we were on the road yesterday. Yeah, so that's why.
Basil will usually call and give me a Thursday, Friday option. And if there's a Fletcher show in there, I usually say, I'm going to come up. I said, I'll come at 8, so Frank can have the 7 o'clock, and then we'll do the 8
Can
o'clock.
I give you one more?
What's that?
He didn't let me know where I'm going to be.
Until the next day.
Yes, I do want to say, too, RJ, we hadn't talked as much about it, but there is a raffle for this game this weekend.
Razorback raffle, you can go to razorbackraffle.com and get that. They haven't really promoted it as much.
I know. This is the first football game.
You would think that this would be the one that they would
get 60,000 people there. Yeah.
Yeah, it's open right now. I think the last check it was at like $40,000.
What do you estimate that'll go to?
Well, you know, Frank, it's kind of crazy. So baseball set a record nationally for these raffles, and I think the winner of the raffle went home with almost $200,000. And so I would hope the fact that you're going to have 70,000 people in a stadium that you could beat that, right? But the lead up to it's just not been very good, and so
I noticed this much.
At this point, I would hope that they could get to 150,000 as a jackpot, meaning somebody would
now
75,000.
This is only one game.
They could do it each game.
Can I do it from here? It's in the stadium. You can go online.
Do it on the Razorback Raffle online, or they'll sell tickets inside the stadium.
I don't have to.
They'll have a QR code. They'll have kiosks set up.
Okay,
to where you can do that.
All right, Dan.
Yeah, I think the Notre Dame one will be big because Notre Dame. If they're smart, they'll do a really creative.
I hope at the end of the year that somebody will total it up and give you credit for what you brought to get the legislature to do. I mean, you were at dead stop and you just would not accept defeat.
Well, and look, so, it's not about what I did. By the way, the jackpot right now, $45,890, means that whoever wins right now is going to take home $22,945.
So that's 22.
They're giving half of it away.
That's low compared to baseball. That's extremely low compared
to what. But that's what it is right now. And I think they're going to sell tickets up until the third quarter of the football game. So, look, at the end of the day, like, I'm looking forward to whenever we see, you know, UCA,
Harding,
or all these other schools. Once we start seeing those, that's when it's going to be really cool because you're going to start seeing this money pile into these other schools as well. And so, get out and get a ticket. I think you can get them for as low as $5. A
couple things. Do I think Don Gresham, Natural State Wholesale, we saw him at the Touchdown Club with Jimmy Johnson. Great to see him. This is an interesting point somebody brought up, Frank, because Frank brought up, you couldn't see the return on investment, ROI, as they say in the biz, on naming stadium. Somebody said, well, Frank, how do you view ROI on your support of Talen, like you're doing NIL? Do you look for an ROI on that, or is that something you don't?
No, I supported Talen Green because I've got a little history here. I wanted Bobby Petrino to come back to Arkansas. I thought that was almost impossible to get him back for obvious reasons. But the opportunity presented itself to me that I was in touch with him at Texas A&M, and they had a coaching change, so he was going to go somewhere else. So I went to the high-ups at Fayetteville, and I said, we can get Bobby Petrino here. Anyway, it worked out. And then so I said to myself, hey, you're the one that wanted Bobby Petrino here. You better get Bobby Petrino something that he can go with.
Yeah.
Bobby's got all the talent in the world, but you can't coach a paper sack. So I said, buddy, you have unlimited funds. You go out and find the best quarterback in the United States.
Love it.
In the United States.
Unlimited funds.
And I don't care what it costs.
Good Lord.
Now, there's a halftime speech.
That's how we got Taylor Green.
Yeah.
So, I mean, no, I'm not going to be doing this all the time.
Text from Judy, did you?
I did it because, you know, he and I are true. We're not just football buddies. We're friends. It's like you and I are.
Right.
And I wanted to give him every opportunity, to do well. And for Arkansas to do well, I love Arkansas Razorbacks. I mean, everybody in the state is sick of us not winning. So I'm just doing a very small part. But I want to tell you something. We have got one terrific kid.
He is. Well, too bad we didn't have about 10 more Frank Fletchers in Arkansas. We know that for sure.
But I told him, I said, you don't have to get second best. You just go wherever, get whatever you want.
Yeah. Our listeners are so fun and creative. Here's one from the 501. They said, oh, my gosh, it's simple. If Frank buys the stadium or puts his name on the stadium, rather, it would be Stadium Especial.
Oh, my God.
That would be beautiful. That would be beautiful.
And on the rights of the Casa.
Someone said the University of Arkansas should be advertising that blank out of this raffle, but RJ's like the one having to do it. Shouldn't be like that.
Come on, RJ.
Yeah, that is good. Look, there's Tom. Listen, Frank was about to pass out. He was so hungry, Tom. Hey, it's short to hear about the passing of your mom. I saw that on Facebook. Real sorry to hear that, Tom.
Yeah. Sorry, Tom.
Tom Roy is Frank's right-hand guy. Listen, when this food shows up, Josh, I don't know if you can see it. It's like, no matter what's going on, Frank is diving into that bag, and he's doling out like his cards at the blackjack table with his he's sliding. 661-1037. Somebody said Frank should have got Drake Lindsey. We missed on that one. So Drake Lindsey had a big game last night.
At Minnesota.
Yeah, 300 yards passing. And Tim Brando called me yesterday, and Tim was doing the game last night, I guess. No, he had to be. And so I said, listen, that was a controversy because, you know, that it was one of those things that he was a legacy guy. His granddad was Jim Lindsey. And they didn't offer him because I think Bobby felt like he had his quarterbacks. And
well, not only that, but Minnesota got on him like when he was a sophomore.
Yeah.
And they stayed in touch with him. And you know, they really liked him at a young age and really developed a relationship. And, I think there was interest at the very end. But I think ultimately it was playing time for Lindsey, and that's what Minnesota's giving him.
Yeah, they're really high on him there. He's a big guy. He's
like 6'8", isn't he?
Yeah,
huge.
I think he's 6'5".
He was a linebacker playing quarterback last night.
Yeah, Brando said when he saw him, he said he looks, you know, like an offensive lineman type.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's that prototype big NFL kind of quarterback that, you know, that. But he apparently can throw it around, and P.J. Fleck loves him there at Minnesota. They win the game last night pretty easily. Someone says here, thank God for Frank Fletcher. We need more like him. Well, he's one of a kind for sure. 661-1037. There are games tonight, as I mentioned. The big one is Auburn Baylor in the national scheme. That's a big one for you, Freeze.
Talk about some anxiety, man. If they lose that game,
they've been
building this roster for this season, and their quarterback situation's bad. So
he knows it too. That they really don't need to lose this game, and Baylor's going to be better.
Yep. Really good quarterback there. Sawyer Robertson is probably going to be a pro. Has a chance to probably go first round if he has another good year. So I think Baylor's going to win. I think Baylor's going to beat him.
Okay. Yeah, that he would be early on. Got RJ Hawk here, brought to you by Natural State Wholesale. Some of our other messages here on the D3 Auto Sales text line. Does the Fletcher website reflect the Labor Day prices?
No.
Okay. Okay.
So click on that, and I think it says check if it's available, and then we'll shoot you an email back with the new Labor Day pricing.
Someone says, did you guys tell Dan Hampton that Acree cut into his speech to tell everyone that Taylor Swift and Kelsey are engaged? Yeah. Did you know that, RJ? Yeah.
So during the middle of the touchdown.
During the segment where Dan Hampton is saying, "Hey Jimmy, you know they broke in to say breaking news: Kelsey and
interesting.
Taylor engaged." So. Yeah.
Well, there's the one day in the middle of the speech.
That's right. Someone says here, today is National College Colors Day. Obviously, everybody knows the Razorbacks are Cardinal. Someone says here, Texas football is burnt orange, also known as Texas orange. And I think they say Tennessee, same thing. It's Tennessee orange. So I think it's like Pantene 501 or something, whatever. So
someone says, we have Sherman Williams on the line. Can we get Sherman Williams?
Can we raffle the name of the stadium?
Pantene.
Yeah,
did they do that?
Yeah, whatever. Yes. I don't know if they'd want Pantone. Pantene.
Is UCA purple?
Yeah, poutine. Poutine.
They're purple. Yeah.
The graphite, would you say, is the other one? Because they kind of use that gray color a lot, I feel like.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, it's a good color. What is besides UCA's
purple and gray?
Gray. Yeah.
Purple
yeah.
Gray.
Is that gray or silver?
It's gray.
How about I dig it, but what is the difference?
Someone says here, I love the trade. Dallas got a 3-time Pro Bowler and 2 first-round draft picks. And then they've got 2 more first-round draft picks, I think, the following year, right? I think they get 4 first-round draft picks.
No, they're only getting 2 first-round picks.
No, but I think the following year they've got...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I think they've got a total of 4 picks in the next 2 to 3 years. And, again, you know, I'm sure, you know, some of it fell. I don't know about you, Roger. After watching that 8-hour documentary, right? RG saw it, too, and I don't know if you have, Zippy, but Frank has... That Jerry was thinking, I'm going to do another Herschel Walker.
He kind of felt that way.
And he said it yesterday at the press conference. He referenced it. Now, listen.
The first thing I texted you back.
Will be as big as a Herschel Walker deal because
Here's the deal. We had a conversation off the air, I think it did, so I won't divulge who said what, but are they savvy enough to grab the talent with those picks that Jimmy and his staff had in Norv Turner and Dave Wannstedt? Are they savvy enough to do that? I don't know if they have that person on staff.
Well, you know, the one that everybody's talking about is Arch Manning. Like,
I know.
To get Arch Manning.
I know.
I never thought about that because
whether he comes out this next year or the year after, it's like, well, you could stack picks and potentially save up to get him.
Well,
you still got Dak under a contract, right? And so you would get Arch Manning to essentially sit the bench and wait on Dak's deal to be over with.
Well, and knowing that the Manning family is close as we do, would they want their boy, their grandson, you know, because they're knee deep in everything go to Jerry Jones's Dallas?
Probably.
Well, and here's the thing: how many are you gonna stack picks? Jerry ain't got much time. You saw his boy tear up and all that. You know, said, "Look, Daddy ain't gonna be here much longer." It's reality starting to set.
But and here's the other thing: like Parsons, and I said this to Frank just a minute ago, like. He's a generational player, right, on defense. He's a really, really talented player. But if you pay him that money, you're
60 million with Dak,
you're screwed the next few years because you've got the CD deal, you've got the Dak deal.
Yeah, a lot of money.
And so now you fill a need, and you needed a defensive tackle. You've got a Pro Bowl defensive tackle coming. Plus, you get 2 first-round picks. I'm not upset with it. Well, and the other thing that Jerry said last night was, his number that he was going to go to was $40.5 million.
That's all he was going
to
do.
He offered that to Parsons.
Yeah.
Parsons was starting at $40.5 million. If you remember last year, Parsons goes, I don't have to get $40 million. He goes, I just want the star inside of my helmet. Well, that all changed once his agent got – his agent is sleazy. He's
– Whoa!
You talk about Jimmy Sexton all the time.
Yeah.
That's this guy. And so, you know what? You want to start at 40.5, go be you. Go get your money. But don't do it. Don't screw the Dallas Cowboys. Go be a Packer and freeze your ass off up there.
He also has, I think, that same agent represents love for the Packers.
But also, to the point about Jerry, though, like, you kind of made this situation. Like, when you paid Dak and you paid CeeDee that much money, you created a situation where you stacked your roster to where you're gonna have to go bargain hunting at the other positions. And especially, you have to nail the draft, too. So, I understand. And not wanting to pay Parsons, but you created a situation where you can't actually afford to do it. You did it to yourself. That's kind of my issue with this, because you should not trade away generational talents like that in their prime, in my opinion.
I thought it was interesting, Frank, you picked up on it. Jimmy Johnson said the other day at the Touchdown Club, when I asked him, why can they not get back to the Super Bowl? Of course, you know the perfect answer would have been, you know, he's sitting right here. Yeah. That's why. But he wasn't going to do that. But he said they were top heavy, right, Frank? Pull your mic down.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
He said they're salary top heavy.
Yeah. And he had commented about that, you know, that Dak, you know, that Dak payment. Again, he did the same thing for Zeke. Remember, he made Zeke the biggest, guy, too.
And
so
Zeke left, and now Zeke is not even, he's not Zeke.
Yeah, that was there's a problem when you pay. But again,
you pay some of these guys, it's over. Now, I don't know if Parsons that guy.
I just wonder. You have to wonder if Jerry watching that Netflix thing made him feel like, listen, I need to do a Maverick move here, like I did with Herschel.
I don't know if it's Mavericky though. I think they backed himself into a corner to where he
I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe listen. He said, I've got a number. I'm not going to keep. I'm not going to break the bank for this guy because I've already done.
Because I don't want to go to Texas Stadium and spend $150 on a Pepsi.
Well, again, maybe the fact is he made the mistake with Dak by doing the Dak 60,
sure,
and that's
got much out of it. Mind. And again, Baz, I'm telling you, I truly believe that Jerry Jones, as much as he can, with a nice cocktail in his hand, as his helicopter is landing on that massive boat of his, he's still chasing the Super Bowl. He can't enjoy the three he's already got. It's been 30 years. Because he's still chasing one that's out. He's chasing a ghost.
And I will also say, though, that you're going to pay your quarterback
sure.
Every article that's been written so far always talks about non-quarterback. You know, he's the highest non-paid quarterback, right? You're going to go and pay. And at the time when Dak's deal was done, there was nobody you were going to go out and get that was actively in the league right now. And there was really not anybody in the draft that you were like, okay, that's the guy I want to go and try to develop this team around. So, your option was pay Dak, and you're going to put your money around the sole leader of the football team. That's your quarterback. Almost every football team's that way. It's not your middle linebacker, your outside edge, that is going to be your sole leader.
And by the way, Jimmy Johnson, private conversation. I don't know if he came out and said it exactly, but and maybe he said it at the Touchdown Club. I can't remember. I'm not sure if he feels like Dak's the guy to get it for Dell.
He may not be.
Yeah,
he's playing the asthma field.
But
he may not be. But at the
his record in championship, in playoff games is dismal. It's one of the worst in the numbers.
I think Jimmy recognizes that, and he likes that it factor kind of deal. And
RJ is a great regular season quarterback.
RJ's just not.
All right, that'll be out every game.
What, Josh?
Jimmy Johnson got a helmet.
What, Josh?
To RJ's point, like, if you have a top eight quarterback and it becomes his time for his deal to come up, like, your number kind of gets called. Like, remember Kirk Cousins at one point was the highest paid player in the league? It's kind of unavoidable. I just don't know if they had to pay him that much.
They didn't have to pay him that much. But Jerry, everybody comes up and says, Jerry didn't pay his play. Jerry did. Jerry broke the bank to pay.
Yeah, he did.
It's tough for me to tell him anymore how to spend his own money. But if we can just see Dak get out there anymore and twist his little self when he's out there, that'll be fine.
Do you want to stick around for Danny West?
Absolutely.
Thanks to Natural State Wholesale, Don Grisham, our buddy, and Drew and the gang for sponsoring RJ each week. And go out there and take it. Those guys will take good
care
of you.
You want to save some money on flooring or fixtures, you're not going to find anywhere that has better deals.
Yeah, start with Natural State
Wholesale. Anywhere other than Fletcher that's got better deals than Natural State Wholesale.
As we go to break, so there's a Labor Day poll out, America's most loved condiment. Now, the key is... The key is the most loved.
I bet I know the answer.
Not the most popular. They asked 7,000 people, which condiment do you love the most? We'll start with Frank. What do you think it is, Frank?
I have no idea.
Rod, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, I will take a shot at it. If, in fact, it was one that I used and got a lot of people upset about it on trivia, salsa.
No, it is not salsa.
Okay.
I am not a fan, but I would say ketchup.
Ketchup is the most popular at 85%, but it's not the most loved. Ask 7,000 people, which one do you love?
Yeah, is it ranch?
It's close to ranch, but not ranch.
Okay. The blue cheese.
Nope.
All right.
It is the number one of Americans, a choice of Americans. 30% said mayo. They love mayo.
Oh, okay, yeah.
29, it was close. 29% said ketchup. 25% said mustard. 13% said relish.
Yeah.
But if you just went like... Ketchup 85%, mayo 80%. How about that? 30% of people love. Listen, I love mayonnaise, but it's so fattening, man.
Yeah, I do, man. It's blue cheese. I only use it on the wedge salads.
What about you, Frank? What's your number one condiment? Mustard, ketchup?
Ketchup.
Yeah,
it's ketchup. Hey, real quick, last night, thanks to everybody that showed up at Mainline Sports Bar. Thank you to Jeff Overton. He's been a big supporter, been hanging out. He and his wife, Leslie, and they said they were going to bring some people last night, and they did. They brought. oh my gosh, what is it? Marcy and Todd Prince. Marcy and Todd Prince. They came and hang out and had a great time and walked out with money. And they're big supporters and listeners of our show.
Thank you so much.
So thank you, Todd, for sure, Todd and Marcy.
Frank, when we go out to places and people come up and say, we listen to you, that's the biggest compliment. It's like people being a return customer for you. We had a gentleman yesterday. He said, I work in West Texas, but I listen every day when I'm driving back and forth between Texas and Arkansas. Ultimate compliment. We really do appreciate it. All right, don't go away. 8:30 here at Fletcher Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram.